The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone, and I see all these wonderful expressions of gratitude here on Gratitude Day, Thanksgiving Day. I love this word, Thanksgiving, the sentiment of it, that it implies both receiving and giving. That when we offer thanks, we are offering, we're thanking usually for something we've appreciated and something that we've received and appreciated, but also then we're giving something, we're giving thanks, and thank you is a wonderful offering to the world, and the appreciation is mutual then, and it goes around. And to live in a world of mutual appreciation is a wonderful world to live in, and to live in a world of mutual gratitude. And I'm certainly very grateful for all of you who've been coming, some of you since March, and to be able to share this time and this practice is one of the great joys, and I thank you all for this as well. So for today, I want to do a guided meditation on the seven factors of awakening. They are the treasures of Buddhism, treasures of certainly meditation, Buddhist meditation, Vipassana practice. And I approach this guided meditation with the idea that the seven factors of awakening are present in everyone's life in some degree, maybe a very, very small degree at times, but we can learn to notice them, their little presences here and there. And one of the principles of Buddhism is that when you notice the seven factors of awakening, it encourages them to grow. It makes space for them to expand and develop. And so I want to kind of guide you through them as part of this meditation, mindfulness meditation. And maybe you can kind of be content with the slightest little feeling or sense of how these are in you as we do this. And so to take a meditation posture and to sit in a way that supports you to be alert, to bring a sense of embodied presence, and also supports you to be at ease. And even if your body has some discomfort, perhaps there's some posture that gives you more ease in which to be aware. And as a way of turning the attention inwards and to really to be here in the present, you might close your eyes and let your eyes rest in their sockets. If it's no strain, maybe it's more restful to have the eyes, in a sense, looking down and backwards, or not looking at all. But certainly not using the eyes to try to see our experience. To some degree, mindfulness has a lot to do with experiencing experience. And so to experience ourselves in our body, taking a few long, slow, deep breaths, deep inhale, to be a little bit more embodied. And then maybe a longer, fuller exhale that's more relaxing, a letting go, not forcing the air out. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And maybe as a way of heightening your sense of awareness, making room for it, clearing the field for it, maybe something. Relax your body. Awareness is used to bring your attention to different parts of the body. And awareness is present as we relax. Maybe that relaxing can also open awareness more fully here. So softening the muscles of the face. Softening around the jaw. Softening, relaxing the shoulders. You might feel your elbows and just flap them a little bit to make sure they're not frozen or tight. Just keeping them loose. And relaxing in your chest. And relaxing the belly. And as the belly relaxes, maybe awareness can expand a bit, or allow there to be a teeny bit more clarity of mindfulness. And for this guided meditation on the seven factors, you might think of mindfulness as a light, a sunlight in the morning. And if you're sitting maybe in the edge of a lake or in your living room looking out the window and it's still nighttime, and then the sunlight just begins to lighten up the sky or lighten up the what you're looking at. So as we develop mindfulness, we're awakening the sunrise of awareness. And gently, receptively, let the light of awareness shine on your breathing. Not so much a doing of mindfulness, but as the mind becomes more aware, the experience of breathing comes naturally into greater clarity, greater focus. A receptive awareness to breathing. The body's experience of breathing is always in the present moment. And as a light of awareness appears. It's the present moment that appears in this kind of a way to be involved in the past or future or fantasy is a kind of going back into a kind of a darkness, dimness, where the present moment becomes dim or recedes. Mindfulness of breathing in and breathing out. And as the light, the morning dawn, becomes stronger, we start seeing distinctions more clearly, distinctions in color. In the earliest dawn, it's more gray, but then we begin to see the distinction between reds and browns and greens and blues. In the same way as we sit and meditate with the breathing, we start seeing more distinctions as the light of awareness gets clearer and clearer, brighter. The distinction between the parts of the body where we experience breathing in the parts of the body where we don't. So that the parts of the body where we breathe stand out in a little bit more highlight. Becoming aware of the distinction between the experience of breathing in and breathing out. And not searching and looking for distinctions, but almost like you're asking the question, what is this? And then you allow this to show itself more fully. What is the experience of inhaling? What is it at the beginning of the inhale, the middle, and the end? Is it quick or short, smooth or choppy? Pleasant or unpleasant? What is the experience of exhaling? And allowing the exhale to be clear in the light of awareness. At dawn, as the morning light gets stronger, there is a natural energy or interest in seeing the world that's coming into clarity, the world that's kind of being born with the growing light. There's a kind of a energy or vitality maybe a peaceful vitality, relaxed curiosity. To notice, what is this? Or just to enjoy this, not to do anything with it or make anything happen, but in the greater light of the dawn, an alertness, an interest, what is this? And so mindfulness takes a little bit of energy, and to appreciate the energy of being aware, the energy that comes from almost from just appreciating being aware of breathing. An awareness which is not thinking about things. But that comes when we're not thinking so much. And perhaps as the light of the morning gets stronger, the light of awareness, you can begin to appreciate it. And maybe even there comes a joy, some mild delight in this amazing capacity to be aware. Amazing capacity to be aware of the lived life as we're breathing, sitting here. And then as the light gets stronger, the morning light, at some point things start feeling clear, crisp maybe, but a tranquility. The mind settles in and feels safe, feels tranquil. No need to do anything, but to sit and enjoy the coming dawn, settling back, relaxing deeply, relaxing the weary mind, the mind that works so much. As you exhale, maybe you can let the mind relax and so that awareness opens more. And with the mind relaxing more, settling, the whole environment can settle now as the light gets stronger. And just letting your whole system in the field of awareness, field of clarity, allowing it to come together and relax and center itself on your breathing. And then when the morning dawn is complete, the light is full, clear, clear skies, clear air, and nothing to do and nothing to be except sit there and look out the window or look across the lake, and to be now equanimous, to be at peace with how things are in the moment. Whatever comes through, bird flies over the lake, a squirrel goes out on the lawn, on a tree outside the window. Whatever happens, to stay peaceful, at ease, equanimous. As if the light has been turned on, and everything that comes into view is just allowed to be there in the light of awareness. Breathing in and breathing out. So then when the dawn is complete and the full morning light shines in everything, it is like awareness is complete and is now awake. And each of these seven factors are qualities of a wakeful awareness. And I'll list the five, list the seven, and as you hear the words, maybe you can feel your way into how they are qualities of being awake, of the awareness being kind of open, full, and the awareness being free. Mindfulness, distinguishing experiences, sometimes called investigation, distinguishing things from each other. Energy, vitality. Joy. Tranquility. Concentration or unification. Equanimity. Letting go of all things and letting go into being awake. In whatever way that it's available to you, to sit here with some sense of being awake, even if you're tired. Awareness can have a little clarity that's associated with being awake. Openness. Open to all things. And then with whatever awakefulness is here, to awaken your heart, the heart qualities of goodwill, kind regard of others, love and kindness, generosity and appreciation, gratitude and delight, and whatever care and goodwill you have for others. Spend a few moments here opening that up wide and far. So you include in your concern and your care, in your awareness, the world of living beings. And to end this meditation with some thinking thoughts about who in this world do you have greater appreciation for, that you can express that appreciation in some way, maybe in gratitude, maybe in affirming someone else, maybe in generosity. Or maybe is with a heartfelt wish, may all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free. May all beings be appreciated.